future pre-designed.
Yeah.
So whatever we do, so that is in this design.
Yeah.
Or is it unpredictable? So like in Christianity, you know, the church, that we have the free will.
Yes.
So, but if we have the free will and God can see the future, then we don't really have a free will.
There you are. There you are. That's a key question in spirituality across the world.
That means also praying is useless?
Yeah, yeah, well, let me respond to you. We can summarize your question as, is it all predetermined, as that says, or is there free will? Genius philosophers across millennia have been arguing on exactly that point and continue to argue today on that point. That point has not been resolved. There are one camp that says free will, another camp that says predetermination. So humanity doesn't know. That's the truth. I would say, though, in our own life, there is the instinct that I am capable of making a choice. There's an instinct for that. You feel it. The way that thought moves, you feel that's happening. You're sifting your thoughts and you're coming down on a conclusion. Now, that sensation of apparently choosing should be believed in a practical sense, because then moment by moment you are responding to situations with some kind of effectiveness.
So if people pray, they obviously do that in the hope that God will decide something in this person's favour.
Yeah.
Like when you are ill or I don't know, whatever happened.
Yeah.
You know? But otherwise, when you say, you know, when you believe everything is pre-made for you, you know, it doesn't matter. You can pray constantly for months and nothing
will
change.
But you see, if everything is predetermined, so is the fact you're praying. So the fact you want to pray and say, God, please make Tuesday really nice. I don't want it to be like it was last week. Please make Tuesday really nice. The fact that you're doing that, if it's predestined, is also part of the destination, so to speak. So the argument's kind of circular, you see. It doesn't resolve itself, which is why philosophers argue. The sensible approach is, at the relative level of your own immediate mind, day by day, it is sensible to use your faculties to try and benefit the next decision you make. Just going on in that way is the sensible thing. Whilst we can carry on abstractly thinking about this philosophical point and debating it, which I enjoy doing. Ramana's clear there. Ramana's saying it's all predetermined. Even this conversation, even your question, even the way you're sitting on the floor. But you see, I can explain that, why they're different. Because from that perspective, that's the big picture. That's from the total big picture. That's from the picture of consciousness itself. The absolute. From the absolute, everything is happening. But from the relative, which is the workings of your own mind, the relative position, you appear to be making choices. And it's sensible to see that that's...
I was just thinking, you know, that would make people are evil and do horrible evil things.
Yeah.
They can't help themselves. So do we have to forgive all these horrible people?
Well, yes, if you went to that philosophical extreme, yes, there would be no justice because everyone's not their fault. But that's clearly absurd, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
That's absurd, so we don't even need to contemplate it. Day by day, use your mind to make choices. But as you do, consciousness in you is experiencing that, you see? Consciousness is experiencing you making choices. Consciousness is experiencing you going through a debate in your mind as to, should I put on the red dress or the blue dress? So consciousness is experiencing that. That's the absolute picture. From that point, there's no interest It's all just play. But from the relative point, where your mind is the person, so to speak, is thinking blue dress or red dress, from that position, there is a choice.
Yeah.
From the relative point of view, there is free will. From the absolute point of view, there is not free will. So within the mechanism of the relative, which is where we're speaking at this moment, within that mechanism, then applying intent towards an outcome or a desire or a promotion of something is the right thing to do. And we call that making choices. So we do have free will in that zone of being, which is the common zone we're all living in most of the time. So there are two perspectives. And this is often something which is not understood in conversations about the more kind of sophisticated aspects of spirituality, because there are two perspectives, and it depends which perspective you're coming from in terms of which answer you make.